Hello, welcome to today's talk show. We'll be having a special guest today, Dr. Hector Quintero.
Hello, thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure to be on the air with you guys today.
The pleasure is all ours. So, Dr. Quintero, I have seen that you've written a paper on how cell phones have affected face-to-face communication, especially in the areas of personal lives, dating lives, and education.
Correct. I did write a research paper on that. I wrote about how cell phones affected the communication of families and how families evolved throughout the years through cell phones. I also talked about how cell phones affect dating lives of young couples. And I also talked about how cell phones affected education, as in teaching styles and the structure of the classroom.
What do you mean when you mentioned about how families and they were getting evolved?
The way we use a mobile device around your families can affect your relationship. Cell phones can make you feel more connected, but also can distract you from your family, from connecting with one another. We have enough things that interfere with our family time, being busy with work, homework, extra activities. Research shows that many people often lose track of time when they're on their cell phones. Families were completely different. They had more family time, where they actually had an eye-to-eye time with each other. Wife made home household meals, cleaned the house, family would come back home, sit around the table and eat. Now in today's society, it's the opposite. People are eating more fast food than more home-cooked meals. Families aren't spending quality time together due to the advance of technology.
Wow, I never saw that situation in those lenses before. How about when you mentioned earlier about the dating life?
Tinder and Bumble is all I have to say. We all have been guilty of relying on our cell phones as a security blanket or as a friend. They shouldn't hold us back from developing real relationships. People are often more dependent on their smartphones and being less certain about their partnerships. People who felt that their partner were overly dependent on their devices say that they're less satisfied in their relationship. This means that people get jealous of their partner's smartphones. In the article, How Your Smartphone is Ruining Your Relationship by Mandy Oakland, provided research that was done by an assistant professor from the University of Arizona. The research was based on how you felt about your role of phone were playing in the relationship. They wrangled 170 college students who were committed in relationships to see the roles their phones were playing. Then they asked them to report their smartphones to use on how dependent they felt on the device, if that would bother them if they had to leave it for a day. Then they answered similar questions about their own partner's smartphones. Tinder is an example of a social media app that has worried the partners of cheating. Tinder is a huge app that became popular 5 years ago. Tinder is a dating app which was made off after Grindr and Scruff, which were dating apps just for the gay community. The purpose of dating before Tinder was to help single men link up to find other active users in the same area. With the launch of Tinder in 2012 in the Apple Store, many Apple-owning people of all race and genders started to use the app for love or sex or casual dating, and it quickly became one of the most popular dating apps on the Apple market. Later on, Tinder expanded and was available to Android phones. With Tinder expanding to both platforms, more than 70% of smartphones were worldwide starting using the app.
That's crazy that Tinder was made for the gay community. I never knew that, and how 70% of the population is currently using the app. So does a 30% of the population loyal?
I don't know.
Okay, lastly, you mentioned how cell phones affect education, and how teachers are also affected by this. Can you explain?
Correct. So there's no bigger classroom distraction than a student using a smartphone. Teachers struggle with the cell phones in school on a daily basis. On one hand, teachers want students to learn how to manage their phones on their own. On the other, distraction phones create can determine both students and teachers. Power struggles ensure wasting valuable class time. Because of this, teachers need to practice enforceable boundaries of dealing with phones in their classroom. Most schools allow students to have cell phones for safety reasons, but phones aren't just tools for emergencies. They can also be valuable tools in the classroom. If there's a word concept or a concept a student doesn't understand, they can clearly search up information instantaneously. Phones have calculators as well as spelling and grammar check. Most importantly, phones allow students to communicate with one another, with experts in fields of interest. These questions remain, however, whether the use of cell phones in school outweighs the distractions they cause. Most schools allow students to have cell phones for safety, which seems unlikely to change as long as school shootings remain a common occurrence. Last year, New York City public school system lifted its ban. In 2015, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio lifted the ban on cell phones in New York City. Schools put into place by his predecessor, Michael Bloomberg. Today, 90% of American adults own a cell phone of some kind, and 77% own a smartphone, according to Penn Research Center. Pew also reported that 95% of teens have access to a smartphone, and 45% of teens say that they're online on a near-constant basis. And today, In today's society, kids have been exposed to some type of technology, whether it be a cell phone or playing system. They know what the devices are capable of doing.
Wow, Dr. Quintero. Thank you for the great information on how cell phones have affected face-to-face communication. Wish we had more time for you to inform us on some more, but that's all the time we have today. Once again, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on my website at www.hackerquintero.com. I just want to leave off with one note. Time is scarce, so enjoy the time you have with your loved ones. Thank you.